It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
October 20th, 1906, Dr. Lee DeForest announces his three-element electrical vacuum tube, or triode, to a meeting of the American Institute of Electrical Engineers. In 1981, the United States Patent and Trademark Office grants a patent for the 400 and 800 computer systems to Atari. That's the Atari 400 and Atari 800. In 1984, with $40 million grant from David Packard of HP, the Monterey Bay Aquarium opens. In 1997, the United States Justice Department asks a federal judge to hold Microsoft in contempt of court for allegedly violating a July 1994 consent decree by continuing to force computer manufacturers to distribute Internet Explorer with Windows 95. Justice Department asks the court to hold Microsoft in contempt and to impose a $1 million day fine on the company until it stops bundling the browser into the operating system. Microsoft responded by stating that they had the right to integrate products and the browser has become an integral part of the system. In 1998, Spacetech IMC, the three-dimensional input device maker, merges with audio specialist LabTech. And in 1999, the Encyclopedia Britannica opens its website, which immediately crashes because of the enormous amount of traffic the site receives.
And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2004, the first Ubuntu Linux distribution is released, and Infineon Technologies pleads guilty to charges of fixing the price of dynamic random access memory, or DRAM, resulting in a $160 million fine, which was the third largest antitrust fine in U.S. history. Four executives from Infineon were each sentenced to 4 to 6 months in jail and fined $250,000 several days earlier. After the four were sentenced, Scott Hammond, the director of criminal enforcement for the Department of Justice Antitrust Division, said, "These four executives are the first to plead guilty to a charge of fixing prices in what will still be a very active and far-reaching investigation into antitrust violations in the DRAM industry. We will continue in our efforts to bring justice to other domestic and foreign-based executives who were involved in fixing DRAM prices." In 2007, Microsoft launches Listas, which is a social bookmarking service to track content across the web. And in 2008, Microsoft gets a patent for real-time censoring of bleeping words.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikazine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.